We knew that the Republican presidential nominee for 2024 would have to take a strategic stance on abortion. Here at Hanging with Apes, we've covered this topic at great length, from going in the field to doing research to doing several episodes around the time where Roe versus Wade was overturned. And we've always came to the same conclusion. And it's refreshing to see that now Donald Trump has basically reached the same conclusion that we've always had here on this show over at Hanging with Apes. This is not giving ourselves a pat on the back or anything like that, but this is the most logical conclusion. So in today's episode, what we're going to discuss in great detail yet again is a recent video that Donald Trump put out on Truth Social, where he talks about how he will approach abortion, how Republicans should approach abortion, and what should be done about it. And it's basically that they should be left, abortion and abortion laws and abortion rights should be left to each individual state. That is what we concluded from the very get-go of this. But naturally, when you have so many red states voting for abortion, which I think many Republicans didn't necessarily expect, Donald Trump coming out and saying that is naturally going to have some Christian conservatives in a little bit of an uproar. Let's get into it.
Yo, this is Hanging with Apes, an Audio Apes podcast. Real talk, real topics, no limits. Audio Apes, music with no boundaries.
What's up, everybody? This is K Cartoon.
This is RX Phonics.
We are the Audio Apes, and you are officially Hanging with Apes, a weekly Tuesday podcast where we discuss trending topics, current news, and relevant subjects with a philosophical and comedic flair, and our take on it. Two guys from the south side of Chicago. There is explicit language at times, so be advised. Go on over to our website, that's hangingwithapes.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. And if you want to listen to some really good rap and hip-hop, go to any major music streaming platform, type in Audio Apes, and our catalog pops up.
It truly is the best. It
truly is the best. Like always, if you're listening to us on Apple or Spotify, give us a 5-star review. It helps us out a lot. If you want to help us stay independent, go to our website. You can donate an amount of your choosing or buy some merch. And if you know somebody that would be interested in the things that we talk about here on the show, please share it with them. We're on all podcast platforms. So, the apes, right, yet again. The red pill, right, yet again. The rift between the red pill and the tradcons. My theory that it will play a bigger and bigger role, right, yet again. All of this topic basically has encapsulated so much of what we discussed on this show since the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
And we were so ahead of it, almost so ahead of it that, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump's people, like, tune into the show.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay. Because, you know Trump's people, to get the public sense, I'm not saying they do it with our show, it'd be nice to think that they do, but
yeah,
but you know, to they get do. The sentiment you know, to get the sentiment of the people, they tune in to certain things like Tucker and, like,
yeah,
different areas. But we were ahead on this, like, beyond anybody.
Yeah, I'm gonna do like a meme, you know, that picture with Jordan where he has like the rings. And then every ring is going to be like the points we've made.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to do
the predictions.
Yeah. And then the other half, it'll be Brady with his rings.
Yeah.
And I'm going to face face me, drop you me. And me. And then, like, have the list of things that we've been right on.
That would be hilarious,
yeah, actually. Why you should tune in to Hanging with Apes, yeah, is the name of that meme. Yeah. Because, yeah, this shit, he literally, like, exactly, almost verbatim,
the only thing he didn't say verbatim was these bitches want to kill their kids. That's the only thing he, right, didn't say.
Yeah.
And I was expecting, I'm like, at some point, okay, I'm waiting, at some, yeah, point he's gonna say, because, you know, we have to fight for our culture, we have to fight for America, make it great again, and these bitches want to kill their, yeah, kids.
Or like you know how he does the pause, like, many say, many believe, these bitches want to kill their kids.
I don't say true. That. I don't like to talk like that. Yeah. But there are those that tell me that. And I say, why do you say that?
Maybe it's true. Maybe we're speaking truths. Maybe these bitches do want to kill their kids. But at the end of the day, We will leave it to the state.
Every bitch decides for herself whether or not she wants to kill her kid.
If he says some wild shit like that, I would fucking... I'd pass out.
I'd vote for that man five times.
Every single election, you write him in, Donald J. Trump. Yeah, that shit...
I say, why do you say that they want to kill their kids?
Some say it's true. Maybe it's true. Maybe that's why Lindsey Graham can't get anywhere with these bitches.
Lindsey Graham, he obviously doesn't understand that every bitch wants to kill her kid.
Let's look at Ohio. Those bitches wanted to kill their kids, didn't they not?
Kentucky. All of those. My voice is breaking up. All of those Kentucky fried bitches wanted to fry their children.
They wanted to fry them. They fried them. And fry them they will. So we have to be okay with
it. We have to win. This is about winning.
This is state issues. Every state is different. We give the power to the people. Bitches are people too. Some say they're not. I think they are.
I don't think that's right.
Iceberg Slim wouldn't agree. Oh, we got to do an AI generated one where we have a dialogue that says all that shit.
Oh, my God. But he basically said that, though.
Yeah, yeah, like, actually, in pre-production, we found his Truth Social, which actually, you know, it's funny. A lot of people, they always say, oh, what a narcissist. He can never admit he's wrong. He sure as hell has admitted he was wrong on this one. His first, I wasn't say his first tweet, his first post on True Social was, I blame myself for Lindsey Graham because the only reason he won in the great state of South Carolina is because I endorsed him.
Yeah.
Then he's talking about, like, why he doesn't agree with Lindsey Graham. And this was a longer post. He's like, people forget fighting Roe v. Wade was, right from the beginning, all about bringing the issue back to the states, pursuant to the 10th Amendment and states' rights. It wasn't about anything else. After we won, Marjorie Dannenfelser of SBA and Lindsey Graham started saying, no, let's go back to the federal government with 0 weeks. And when they got nowhere, they upped it to 6 weeks. And more recently, they upped it to 15 weeks. And we're obviously willing to take the number upward, 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 because they were getting nowhere with the Democrats. And they never will, because the Democrats would never give up on this issue, no matter how many weeks the Republicans went, even if they went unlimited abortion.
Yeah.
We had a great victory. It's back to the states.
In third grade.
Yeah.
You could kill them.
Exactly. Where it belongs and where everyone wanted it. The states will be making the decision. Republicans are now free to run for office based on the horrible border, inflation, bad economy, and the death and destruction of our country.
Gee shit.
Which are all way more important issues than the abortion issue.
For some. And this is where this gets interesting. And this is where our insight comes in and why it's so important. See, we knew during the midterms when all of this popped off that even though, like, when we went to the field to cover the rally here in Chicago, the abortion rights rally here in Chicago, we didn't feel like it was that many people.
Yeah.
But we saw all type of different women, different backgrounds, so on and so forth, interviews. It was good. It was very interesting, very informative thing to do. Going into the midterms, what we knew was that we never seen an issue in recent times that had the capacity to galvanize the left the way that this particular issue did.
Yeah.
So we also covered it. I don't know if we covered it on the show. We might not have, but I do know that we talked about it. And I know I talked about it in great length with my parents, how stupid it was when Lindsey Graham introduced his 6 week abortion ban bill right before the midterms. Like,
I feel like we were the only ones.
Yeah, you didn't get a lot of that on the news. Yeah. And what you got a little bit on social media was, like, basically women saying, oh, you see, the Republicans are going to cut. Like, I remember, like, certain posts from, like, Michelle Obama and certain people basically to the effect of, you see, once Roe versus Wade was overturned, they're going to come after you. They're going to come after you.
Which is exactly how you should play it as a Democrat.
100% is how you should play it. And how you should not play it as a Republican is how Lindsey Graham played it. Where this election is too important, and like things, the candidacy, where Donnie T is, like how everything is playing out, it's already too precarious of a situation for you to introduce something like this. You have zero strategy.
Yeah.
But then I started to wonder, that situation, it really made me like open my eyes and like look into the TradCons, because I started to ask myself, is this man that bad of a strategist? Because if he's that bad of a strategist, like, that's, like, pure stupidity. I think there's children that could, like, strategize better than that.
Yeah.
So it's either you're the worst strategist in Congress, or you're that naive about the world. So you're a bad strategist, or you're trying to sabotage. It was one or that. Oh, yeah. Or that. You're trying to sabotage? Well, that's, you know, evident, clear cut and dry right there. If that was what you were doing, you accomplished that with the introduction of this bill. If you're that bad of a strategist, that would have had to go through a whole lot of people also whom are bad strategists before it got to the public.
Yeah.
Feels less likely. Possible, but less likely. Because, you know, he has staff and stuff, so it's not just him, like, coming up with this shit. And so that's, like, a whole lot of yes men that like, let this ride, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you're naive. What have we learned so far in us covering this at great length, at great detail? What have we learned about the TradCons? We've learned that they're incredibly naive.
And idealistic.
So when you have Charlie Kirk on the Whatever podcast saying that women have been duped, like they don't know what they're doing when they kill a baby. No, Charlie Kirk, they do. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So
think of it this way. It's like tasting the ice cream. It tastes like shit. All the ingredients that it took to get to the point that the ice cream is tasting like shit, it tasting like shit is like abortion. If it's that bad where people want to kill their kids after they're born, how bad do you think it's rotting from the inside? Don't you think you got to start with everything else?
Culturally,
we're in such a fucked up spot that like killing kids after they're born is okay now.
Okay, yeah. But I don't think we're ever going back, though.
No, we're not. But the thing is, like, even if there was any hope, you don't tackle it from, oh, we're going to start where it's really fucked up. No, maybe you start by fixing everything else.
Yeah, I think what you do is you accept that your worldview is flawed, that even in the good old red state Christian counties, the bitches want to kill their kids too. They want to do it there too, just as much as in the big city, maybe a little less.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit less, but it, basically in those places, they want to kill their kids too.
At least that's what they're voting.
Yeah, I'm going off of the numbers. Yeah. I'm going off of the evidence that we see based off of every single special election that we've lost since Roe versus Wade. That's what I'm going off of.
Yeah.
I'm going off of like what's been presented.
Some call that reality.
Right. Yeah. Some call it reality. Others call it fake news. But yeah, so I'm going off of the reality of the situation. But the thing that's interesting about the TradCons is that it is very hard to accept that, because it's too much of the world view, too much of like, think about it, like it's marriage, the family unit, kids, everything like that. Like too much of it is packaged in that. So if you believe that, if you go the Donnie T route, which Donnie T is basically saying, this is the reality of the world we live in.
Yeah, yeah.
We have other shit to worry about, which has been you and me, we've been making this point for God knows how long. There's other shit to worry about. I would rather us secure the border, fucking quell some of these tensions around the world, get this economy back on track, cool down inflation, I'd rather handle all of that stuff.
Prevent World War III.
Exactly. Than to worry about somebody that, like they're already, like they... It's a game of principles. And that's one of the things that I really liked about Donald Trump's message on Truth Social, the video that he put out, was like, yeah, everybody has to make the right choice for them and their family and you know, what works for them and everything like that. So to me, what that... The message to the evangelicals is, if you really believe as hard as you say you believe, then you know your decisions that you make will garner you favor with the Lord, and these bitches are going to rot in hell. Like, and you, yes. That's just how you got to play it. That's how you got to, if you believe that, that's how you got to play the game. It's not about, oh, well, we got to save all these kids. Like,
we can't play God either. Because like, this really is like,
well, I go ahead, but yeah. I don't think it's playing. I know where you're going. I don't wholeheartedly agree with that.
See,
but
Republicans, they fall under the, well, the government shouldn't tell me what to do. But isn't this the government telling women what to do? Like, they want to do it.
No, but it's different with this because, see, you don't, like, if right now, like, you went to kill somebody, like, mm-hmm. a person, not a baby in a womb, that you could kill, but...
Yeah, right? The most innocent life.
But, like, just somebody else. The reason why you would get arrested for that was because you don't have the right to do that. Like, you don't... So, it's not about, like, whether or not you're playing God or not. That's, like, we here in this country believe in the sanctity of life.
Yeah.
So the problem with the abortion argument of like, oh, it's my body, my choice, or like you don't get to play God, is that, well, the problem is that it's not like your body anymore. Like that's
it's two bodies.
That's a so in that regard, I do understand like why the tradcons and the Christians would be upset about it 100%. And I'm not delegitimizing it, but what I am saying is that you have to also realize when you're like in a losing battle.
Yeah, but I still stand by the comment of you can't play God in the sense of if they do indeed do that, that's them doing that. Like you, like we have to be accountable. Like so, culture, you create culture. Like when we were in high school, we had our own lingo, right? We didn't follow other people's lingo. We had our own lingo.
Right.
And so when you create culture, you breed that culture and it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. Like that's why, like when Kendrick, for example, disses Drake and J. Cole, right?
My man.
Like that is him taking a hard stance on this is where we draw the line. This is how I feel. Some people are going to be like, oh, you're whack for that. And then some people are going to be like, yeah, we fuck with that. And so culturally, that's the strength you have is you lead by example, first of all. Secondly, like you just get the crew bigger, like the community bigger. And then from there, that's when culture becomes kind of like the norm. And so in the sense, I see what you're saying. I didn't mean it in that way because like, yes, I totally agree. It is two lives. It's not one life. It's two lives. But what I'm saying is, since women are voting, yeah, they still want to abort, what are we to do? Are we to be like, oh, well, everything stops now?
No, right. And that's what I'm saying. You have to know when you're in a losing battle.
Yeah, and it's a losing battle because like maybe what we need to do is we need to do better socially and by leading by example. And then whatever is, like, you have to also be okay with, like, like that's what it is for other people's views and what they believe. You also could draw the line in the sand though. This is where I don't fuck with you. You don't fuck with me. And that's the end of it.
Yeah.
I understand that too. But like we can't stay stuck on this because as this is happening, this like argument, the whole house is burning down.
Yeah.
The whole house. Like, so we can't even, by the time that we're done fighting, we're also toast. We're burning that house. And so that's like the open borders, the inflation, the poverty, the crime. Like we're backtracked on something that we, like everything else is deteriorating. Do you not see that? Do you not see that if it weren't for Joe Manchin, we'd be
right. And Kristen Sinema.
Yeah, Kristen Sinema.
But the thing is, and that's where the naive worldview of the Tradcons come in, is because so much of what they believe is wrapped up in that.
Yeah.
Like the family and like a wife and kids and everything like that, that they probably don't see any other situation bigger than this. You get what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
didn't Matt Walsh echo that recently? Something along the lines of, like, I'd rather, like, lose every election.
Yeah.
Than to get soft on abortion.
Well, Matt Walsh, if we lose every election, everyone's getting aborted. The whole world. And every state is getting aborted, motherfucker. Like, that's what happens when we lose every election. So, you sound like a dumb fuck. You sound like a Bears offensive coordinator is what the fuck you sound like.
You sound like a Bears fan.
Yeah. Yeah, like, okay, so we're just going to be the losing team forever until we don't exist.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, Matt Walsh. No. You take what is, which, again, Trump's outlook, which is exactly our outlook, is it's a state-by-state issue. Roe v. Wade was bad law. We leave it to the states. And at the end of the day, it's the will of the people that decide whether or not. Again, the will of the people means that culturally, you have to be more impactful than the other side. Culturally, you're supposed to grow your community. By all means, do so. And by all means, win elections on those points. And then from there, then we'll be like, all right, cool. Well, you won. And the court of public opinion now is, we don't fuck with abortion. Okay, well, that's different. That's people voting, right? But otherwise, you can't change the other side's opinion, yeah, as Trump said.
Yeah.
Like, we could say, we're never abort the world.
Win on this. Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, it was like, Lindsey Graham come out, was like, okay, you know what? You can abort only up to third grade. Everything right. else, it's murder, okay? And the Democrats would be like, no.
Eighth grade.
Yeah, eighth grade. So it's like, you'll never win. You have to understand the other side's insanity. Kill him.
The child is graduating, getting a doctorate in college.
Yeah.
That's basically it. I want an abortion. Yeah, but that's basically it. And so, yeah, it's you just have to roll with the punches, and you have to focus on other way more important things. And I'm glad that he's doing that. Because remember in that, was it that NBC interview with Kristen Welker not long ago? Trump was getting like, he was pivoting on the issue, but now this is like a hardline pivot. It's just like, all right, well, like, we're not even going to discuss this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because you have to see what is. So this is the culture at the moment. We've done what we could state by state. Everything else falls to the states to decide. And so that's the best we could do. That's really, at the end of the day, the best you could do. There's a laundry list of things we need to get fixed. And we've lost every single special election on the abortion matter. So at what point do you sit down and be like, this was already ingrained?
Yeah.
And because you have to think, this is already a generation with this Roe v. Wade thing.
Yeah.
That was law. That's something that's been, that has its foundation already. So even though you took away the bad law, that's already part of the building blocks of how women think. Oh, this is a right that you're taking away from me.
And a gang of these dudes too, like, are co-signing that, like, oh, that's her body. That's her body, her choice. This and like all this shit. Like, so all these motherfuckers think like that. And whatever. Like, really, I don't have a dog in the fight because I don't want to have kids with none of these bitches anyway. So like, so but for my thing about it is that it is sad, and I do sympathize with the Tradcons a little bit, because like, I do know, like, that has to be like a sad thing to like know, like, this is your country, you know?
Yeah. But I'd rather live in reality.
Oh, 100%. You know? But that's a sad reality, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
like, we see, it doesn't play much of a factor for us because of how we operate. We're on, I always say, it's like we're the dudes that went to the fork in the road and went straight. Like, yeah. So, but a lot of what they want out of life is tied into that, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, imagine.
I remember, it has to be sad. Like,
it is. Because think about this, in the Matrix movie, which is where literally the red pill versus blue pill thing started, the analogy. You had your life. You saw life as it was. And then you wake up and it's like all dark and you're always on the run. And this is the truth. Like, the truth is, this is the world. Humanity is scarce. Motherfuckers are in hiding. And the robots are trying to find and destroy us. And, like, that was what the red pill was. If you look at in the movie, like, that's not really, like, a... That's not a happy ending.
No.
That's not a happy ending at all. But it is the truth.
Well, remember in the first one, that one guy, he basically wanted to make a deal with the agents to betray, like, Neo and Morpheus and them, to be like, yeah, I'll switch sides on them. I just want to live in the Matrix and, like, live it up. I want to go back to, like, not knowing about the red pill, basically.
Yeah, yeah. As they say, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
And well, yeah, it is. But sometimes the harsh realities is what makes the individual, like, that's why everyone always likes that underdog story. That's why everyone gravitated towards the 50 Cent rags to riches story. Get rich or die trying is because, like, of the... You literally... It was the rags. And then all of a sudden, you blow up. And you can't get to that unless you look at the harsh realities. That's what molds you. And then go from there. And so... Like, there's not, I think with the current blue pill versus red pill situation, when it comes to society, it's like, I feel they look at the red pillers like the bad guys, when in reality, they're just trying to share what the truths are.
Yeah.
In all segments of life, whether it be the family unit, whether it be women, whether it be relationships, whether it be the way government treats us.
Like, it is true, though. What you just said, I think, has a lot of validity. I do feel like in many occurrences where I've, like, dropped some, like, red pills or, like, some truth bombs, and there's times where I could tell I'm looked at like a villain almost.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, are you mad because you disagree with what I'm saying? Or are you mad that there are people that know the truth of this shit?
Yeah. Know? Yeah, it reminds me of the movie Sicario. That's what was kind of crazy about that movie was, like, the CIA and is it Benicio del Toro?
Yeah.
Yeah. His character, which is his nickname is Medellin, because he was an attorney from Colombia and his wife and daughter were killed by the cartels. I'm sure probably because he was going against the cartel. And the way that they both operate, the girl can't fathom that.
Right.
Because the girl is like the tradcons. It's
by
like
the book.
Yeah, like, no, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how it's supposed to be. It's like, no.
The checks and balances, the by the book, the teacher's pet type motherfucker.
Exactly. And I get it. Like, in a perfect world, your worldview as a female officer in the movie, it would be ideal. Like, if you actually did things the right way, it would turn out the right way. But the reality of it, and it reminds me of, like, when she, like, gets mad because she goes in the tunnel after Benicio del Toro, all the rest of like the agents, they go through one side of the tunnel. And she's like, "What the fuck is he on? Why is he going that way?" Yeah. So she follows him, and she sees that dude is on like on a special ops mission. So she's mad and upset because she now knows that like there's some secret shit going on here that I don't understand. She punches Josh Brolin's character. And then she's like, "You got to tell me what the fuck this is." And he's like, and then remember, he's like, unless he's like,
we could convince the half of the population to like stop consuming this shit.
Yeah, he's like snorting and smoking this shit.
This is all we can do.
Yeah, yeah. All we can do is try to have as much control over it as possible. Yep. And he's the one that's about to go do that for us. And it's true. Like, we could look at everything like, oh, this is all fucking dandelions and roses and the sky is blue and the sun is out. Or we could look at it from the fact that most coups are managed by the CIA in other countries.
Yeah.
Most ways like to have control over other countries, we're doing a lot of obscure shit. And so just like the dad that goes to work and does some wild ass shit for the family to be safe, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not all like what it's cracked up to be. This fantasy Disney world view that you think
and
it is.
And what you get from Josh Brolin's character in that particular scene in the movie is a guy that he really sort of is like the representative of like the ultimate good. Is like, listen, I want the best just like you do. The only difference is that I understand how to go, how that there's only one way to obtain it. And you don't, like, you're too ideological about it.
Exactly. Because, yeah, he's on the good side. He's fighting the good fight, but he understands we're not playing the police here. We're playing the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
You need to understand the Dark Knight does some Dark Knight shit.
Yeah.
And so you have to be okay with that.
Yeah, and that's exactly a very good representation of what the Red Pillars are. It's basically that. It's like, listen, we're looking at things for how it really is. That's what Trump is on right now. Do you think
this hurts them with the tradcons?
Some, but who are they going to vote for? Biden?
Yeah,
you know, true. That's kind of also why this is like a very this is a winning issue, because see, Trump taking this position now, it can basically like nullify a lot of the galvanization of the left in a lot of places, because they'll be like, oh well, we're basically going to be able to like get and do what we want anyway. And so people that are on the left that are one issue voters, and abortion being that issue, they might not be as compelled to. So now they might look at it like, well shit, Trump is not getting in the way of me killing this fucking kid, and so and so now like all these other things that do factor in still, like abortion and my rent is high and all of that. So actually, I think this could like actually sway a lot of people towards Trump, honestly, because one thing that I learned when we were in the field and we were talking to all those women that want to kill their kids, how did I say? I was like, aquí estoy con mi... how do you say it? Like of camera guy?
Con mi camera.
No, it's like photograph.
Camera fotográfica.
No, fotográfico. The guy that like the camera guy.
Oh yeah, something like that.
Anyway.
Mi fotógrafo.
Beans. Aquí estamos en el centro de Chicago. Y vamos a hablar con las putas más sinvergüenzas y desgraciadas de todo el mundo.
For all the people that know how to speak Spanish, they're probably like dying laughing right now.
But one thing I learned from talking to such women... One thing I learned.
What did you learn?
I learned from talking to such women is that they really didn't give a fuck about anything else. Like, their rent could be like, they could be living in a basement and their rent could be $5,000 a month. And like, they would care more about this abortion shit than that. So,
which is just as stupid as the tradcons.
Oh yeah, it's fucking retarded. It's the dumbest shit in the world. Yeah. That was the thing that I learned from. One of the things that I learned was that all this shit going on around the world, and like, this is of paramount importance. You know, there's condoms, there's all type of birth control. So that's really what stood out to me.
Yeah.
Is that in a world where there is all this contraception, for this to be so high on your priority list in terms of issues is wild as fuck to me. But obviously it is. And time and time again, that's been reinforced. And so that is smart for a president or somebody running for president when they're talking about their platform to basically say, like, yeah, we're not wasting any time and resources on this. It's a losing battle. There's way better issues to talk about. And in all honesty, like, things are so rough. The other day I was having a conversation with somebody. They make good money. They make over $100,000 a year. They live in Chicago. And this dude was telling me that he's having a hard time buying a place.
Yeah, yeah.
That's America. Yeah. That, you know, so yeah, I think there are other things to worry about.
I agree.
Yeah, so we're gonna see. I do think this helps Trump a lot. I don't think this hurts him really in any way, because the most I could see is maybe some staunch pro-life people maybe sitting like sitting the election out. But even in that video that we played earlier, well, you sent it to me from ABL, he even said, because I think Florida's going to vote soon on a heartbeat bill. He even said that he doesn't think it's going to go as well as Republicans think it's going to go.
No, it's not.
And what's funny about him is I remember when he covered the Kristen Welker interview on NBC with Trump, when Trump started to pivot. Because remember, Trump was like, he criticized DeSantis' 6-week ban, remember?
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, we're going to come up with something that's good for both sides.
Yep.
That's where his pivot started. Now he basically said, we ain't coming up with shit. Like, every state, you handle this. I got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
And I remember in that interview when ABL was covering that, he was a little bit disappointed in Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
But now he understands, because he's like, dude, we got to win.
Yeah, but after a few elections, that should have changed your mind real quick.
Real quick. You're right about that.
Because
if you're really about it, if you're Matt Walsh, maybe not so much.
Yeah. Because at that point, you have to have a slew of issues. If you're a one-trick pony and that's all you care about, you're going to stay disappointed with him.
And I think he has legitimacy to his theory where he was like, I don't think like it's going to turn out the way Republicans think in Florida either.
Yeah,
I would dead this shit, dude. Like, if I was any of these governors, I would dead this shit. Even like, wherever the shit is right now, that's where it is. And all these Republican governors, I'd be like, wherever abortion is, whether it's fucking not legal, legal, whatever, however we have it in our state, we're not touching it. Abortion, Republicans, stay the hell away from the issue. And I would just leave it at that.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, that's our episode for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. The show continues to grow because you guys keep listening. So keep on listening. Remember, if we talk about something that you know somebody would be interested in, please share the episode with them. We're on all podcast platforms. If you want to help us stay independent, go to our website. You can donate an amount of your choosing or buy some merch. And if you're listening to us on Apple or Spotify, give us a 5-star review. It does help us out a lot. We'll see you guys next week. We're out. Peace.
Peace.